Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, and this is not a sales call. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Kelly Devaney, please?
This is Kelly Devaney.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? So would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50,
yes,
or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
64.
Okay. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, and would you call... Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
I don't know. Whatever. A Republican. Strong Republican, sure.
A strong Republican. Okay. All right. I'm now thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied?
No.
Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which
very
the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
No.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Yes. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. All right, man, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Totally disapprove. I can't stand how he's handling our role.
Okay, and thinking about the issues, you know, the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? The first one would be protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy.
The border.
Border security.
And border security and inflation and whatnot.
Okay, so, okay, let me see. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, right?
Although I really like the police one. Was there one about the police?
Okay, which one?
It had to do with strengthening our police. Was there something about that?
Reducing crime and gun violence?
Yes. No.
Okay.
No.
Growing economy and jobs, improving road bridges, combating threats to our democracy.
No, it has to do with the inflation and whatnot.
Okay, by inflation, well, I have fighting inflation and lowering costs. I got that one and border security, right?
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just say so. Okay, now move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
I like him a lot, 100. Is that like
Yeah, that's the highest one.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Joe Kent?
Mm, 20.
20. Raul Garcia.
I don't know who that is, so. 20.
Okay, no opinion or never heard of him?
No opinion, yeah.
No opinion. Okay. No opinion on that one. Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Zero.
Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
20.
20. Maria Cantwell.
20.
20. Okay, walk,
I think they're trying, but they stink.
In Congress.
What about liberals in Congress? What?
Walk liberals in Congress. What do you think about
how do
that?
I feel about woke liberals in Congress?
Yes, ma'am.
Can't stand it. The worst I can do, I can't stand it.
Okay, from 0 to 100, what number?
The worst, whatever's the worst.
Okay, so, zero. Okay, what about MAGA Republicans?
That means make America great. It's not like that's a bad thing. I think that's probably
75. Okay. All right, ma'am. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump, baby.
Okay, it'd be Donald Trump. All right. And, okay, if the election for Congress, in Washington, 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Oh, I'd vote for the Republican.
So it'd be Joe Kent, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, even though you are not supporting Maria Glossenkamp Perez, now what are the chances that you might support her, for Congress November 24?
Zero.
So, the choice.
I'm going for Joe Kent. Yeah, Joe Kent. Oh. I think I said a bad vote on Joe Kent before, and I'm sorry because I know who he is now, and I support him all the way.
Okay. So be fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all for Marie?
Zero. No chance.
Okay. No chance. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. Okay. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it's important. Use somewhat important, use 10 if you think it's extremely important, okay, quality or attribute in your member of Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
Yeah, 7.
7, okay. A fighter for the middle class.
7.
And independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Yeah, that's a 10.
10. Okay, a working mom who understands the needs of families.
5.
5. Okay, a small business owner.
Yeah, 7.
7. And someone who shares your values.
Shares my values?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure who we're talking about, but I don't think she's going to share my values.
No, but just anybody, member of Congress who...
Yes,
that's a quality or attribute.
Seven.
Okay, 7.
7.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Okay, please rate each statement as, a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that the statement is very convincing, reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it's not all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Marie Glossenkamp Perez believes
I will
we
not
need...
support her.
Okay, I'll put that down, okay, as soon as I read that to you. Okay, we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to a career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs. So, you know, the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Would you say that's not all convincing?
Yes, I like that.
Somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. What number would you give it if you can grade it from 0 to 10?
6.
6. Okay. All right. And Marie Glessenkamp-Perez, you know, isn't afraid of hard work. You know, she and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. You know, she respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. Not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing. But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Well, the trouble is she's in the same party that supports dumbass Inslee. So it's impossible for me to say anything kind because he's such,
Okay, that's fine, ma'am. Whatever you can give her, you know, remember, not convincing is zero and very convincing is
zero.
Your opinion. We want your opinion, okay? All right, ma'am. Marie Glessenkamp-Perez, you know, is taking on Big Pharma, you know, so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit, you know, above their voters' well-being. But Maria supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month. And she doesn't take a dime from, you know, the pharmaceutical industry. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Very convincing. Good for her.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, sometimes over the course of survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress, you know, in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glessenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Okay, Joe Kent. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and lastly, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm only going to read you this couple of statements for Joe Kent. And we should be done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and appreciate your patience, okay? Okay, cool. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about, you know, the other candidate. For each statement scale from 0 to 10, what 10 means, the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent, okay, for Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, we can't trust Joe Kent, you know, to put what's best for working families above, you know, the biggest special interest back-rolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and you know, raise the retirement age. That is a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to a bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would you say that gives you no doubt at all, some doubts, or serious doubts from 0 to 10?
No doubt at all. I like the idea of privatizing healthcare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion plan. This ban will force women and girls, you know, to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if, you know, and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. No doubts, some doubts, or serious doubt?
No doubt.
No?
I have no problem. I don't believe that. Yeah.
So zero, right?
Yeah, I don't believe he said that. I don't believe that's true. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Yeah, I'll support him more likely.
But much more likely or just somewhat more likely, ma'am?
much more likely.
Okay. Much more, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just anything that comes to your mind.
Not to support him. I can't think of a reason I wouldn't. I just couldn't support someone who's on the same party as dumbass Jay Inslee. So I can't support anyone who's on that ticket. And so, sorry for her. She seems like a nice lady, but Jay Inslee is the worst thing I've ever met, and I can't imagine voting for anyone in that party. So I used to be a Democrat.
Okay, so you have no reason not to support him, right?
Not at all. I'll support him all the way.
Okay. Okay, I have no reason. So not to support him.
No reason not to. I'll support him.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully he decides to clean up Seattle a little bit.
All right, ma'am. Is that
it?
The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Community college.
So be a college graduate, like bachelor's degree?
No.
Some college. All right, ma'am, are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. And now thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would that be twice, a week or more, every week, twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Okay, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.